Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and it is Tuesday, the 22nd of November. And during November, I'm doing a daily audio boo audio blog as part of Napod Pomo. Today, I received some items in the post, and one of them was a very lightweight plastic package, and inside was another plastic package. And it was for sending back my iPod Nano. I have an original generation iPod Nano, a little black one. So I have packaged it up and it will get posted back to Apple. And hopefully they will get around to sending me a replacement. But I do feel quite sentimental about sending it back. The reason for sending it back is that there has been a recall by Apple based on some issues with batteries overheating. So they're asking people to type serial numbers into a form to see whether it's one of the affected ones. And I typed in the serial number and it said, oh yes, this is one of the affected ones and we're wanting that back and we will send you a replacement. So, I mean, obviously, you know, a replacement should be just as good as the original, but I'm kind of attached to the original one. It served me well on lots of journeys. I got it in 2006 when I was doing weekend commuting between Birmingham and Nottingham. Had a house south of Birmingham from when I worked at Birmingham University. Was working at Nottingham University and staying in a flat in the centre of Nottingham. And every Friday evening, I would travel back to Nottingham on the train and, sorry, back to Birmingham on the train. And every Sunday, I would travel back to Nottingham. And because there was some engineering work going on Sundays at that point in time, I used to get the coach, the National Express coach from Birmingham city centre coach station, Digbeth coach station, which is, you know, a grim place, let's be honest. And I would get, there was one coach that was shortly after 4 o'clock in the afternoon that was about half the journey time of some of the other coaches between Birmingham and Nottingham. And having my iPod Nano with me helped me to deal with being squashed on a coach with loads of other people. It always seems more cramped on a coach than on a train. It seems less comfortable to, you know, perhaps have a leg stretch or whatever. You just feel sort of trapped in your seat and hemmed in by other people. So having my iPod, usually listening to the Pet Shop Boys' Fundamental album, because that was current at the time. And I think electronic music does work pretty well on an iPod, whereas if you want something a bit warmer, then CD or vinyl gives you a better learning listening experience. So I was quite often listening to the Pet Shop Boys, also the Divine Comedy, Neil Hannon, Greatest Hits album I listened to quite a lot, which has a song called National Express, which seemed very appropriate for travelling on the coach. And and since that time, I've continued to use the iPod Nano. I've actually, you know, obviously now got an iPhone. That's what I'm recording these audio boos on. But and it's got iTunes on it, and it's got all my songs on it. But actually, if you want to listen to an album for a length of time, having something that's also a phone and also a sort of little portable computer and so on put out of action for an hour or however long to listen to an album is not terribly convenient. And also, we used it on holiday for playing classic FM, music for babies to Allard. So it has served us well over the last 5 years, and I'm very sorry to stick it in an envelope package thing and stick it back in the post. And I don't think the replacement, when it does arrive, will be quite so well loved as my original. That's all I have to say on that topic. Bye for now. Speak to you again tomorrow.